Top half of inning number four here from Franklin Field in Franklin, Wisconsin, outside of Milwaukee. Pleasure to sit next to the voice of the dog, Sam Brief. This is Andrew Bellison welcoming you back to American Association Baseball. It's the dogs and the milkmen. Sam talked about it. This has turned into such a great rivalry the last year plus, year and a half, and these two teams fight it out again atop the division here in the American Association. Tied coming into play tonight, three-game set here. Final time these two clubs will meet all year long. Still a lot of baseball left after this as well. Rough start to the evening for the dogs here today. They trail 5-0 as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Casey Hobson's going to lead it off for Chicago. He'll be followed by Ryan Lidge, pair of left-handers, and then Anthony Greer due up third here against Ryan Kusmall. Big right-hander fires out of the wind, and there's a strike taken by Casey Hobson. Casey tonight singled the other way in his first and only plate appearance. He's 1-for-1. Cleanup man tonight for Dad Butch Hobson and the dogs. Pitch is swung on and drilled down the right field line. One hops the wall up into the pasture, as you called it, I believe. Is that correct?
That's what they call it. It's the pasture. They really milk the cow milkman theme here. Got all the concession workers and the old milkman top white hat.
Nothing and two now on Hobson. Here's the offering from Kusmall. Casey swings and lifts that ball foul and out of play. Left field line over the bullpen for the milkmen and up onto the line in Kugel's hop yard. Count remains nothing and two.
Hop yard or pasture? What do you want?
I think tonight I'd probably go down to the hop yard maybe.
I'm
take
feeling the hop
there.
Yard, yeah.
Nothing and two. Kusmall fires again. This one misses inside. It'll scoot past the catcher, Conley. Ball and two strikes now on the dog's first baseman. It's been all Milwaukee here tonight. They lead things 5-0. Still plenty of time in this one. Casey Hobson looks to start things off on the right foot for the dogs here in the fourth. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Misses downstairs, a little bit outside. Counts evened up, but two balls and two strikes now. Here is Casey, leads things off in the fourth inning. Great facility here in Franklin. Franklin Field, home of the Milkmen, home of the University of Milwaukee baseball program as well. 2-2 pitch. Kusmall misses again. Count runs full now. 3-2 to the leadoff man, Casey Hobson. Wind here at the ballpark still coming in pretty strong from center field towards us here in the booth. Payoff pitch from Kusmall. Here it is. Casey swings and ropes another one foul. That one's off the fencing up the right field line in front of that pasture area. A couple young fans out there now. That's a good spot to watch a ball game, Sam. You're right on top of the field.
The pasture.
Good vantage point.
Yeah, good picnic area too. Not to mention run around, play a little catch.
KC digs back in. Kusmall's ready as well. The 3-2 pitch spoiled again. Hobson swings and fouls it up over our heads and out of play. Count remains full, 3-2.
Hobson's got such a good two-strike approach. Career low and team low strikeout rate for the big lefty.
5-0 Milkmen here in the fourth. Out of the wind, Kusmall fires again. Hobson swings again, tips it at the plate, foul, and he stays alive. Another payoff pitch upcoming. Good battle here between these two veterans. And again, we said it a couple times tonight, but you can see how familiar these dogs hitters are with Kusmall, and they've seen him for many, many innings, and the battles have been great.
Kusmall now 51 pitches.
Here's the payoff again from the right-hander. Casey swings and lines that one the other way into the left center field gap. That's going to get down for a base hit. Pass to diving Walker in left field. The ball rolls all the way to the wall. Hobson with a big turnaround second base. He'll put on the brakes, head back to the bag. leadoff double for the Dogs here in the fourth.
A triple and a home run shy of the cycle for Casey. That was a nice drive, and Adam Walker could have gotten it. That's where Walker's game sputters a little bit compared to a lot of left fielders, like maybe an Anthony Greer, who's out there for the Dogs today, might lay out and get that one. Walker a little slow off the crack of the bat. Ball squeaks by him. Got to like Hobson at second. No one out for a 400 hitter in Ryan Lidge.
Lidge, the lefty, digs in, swings at the first pitch, lifts that one down the left field line. That's creeping towards foul territory and lands harmlessly up against that big concrete padded wall. It kind of comes in on an angle adjacent to the left field foul line. Walker over to pick it up. He'll flip it into the line at Kugel's hop yard and send a lucky fan home with a souvenir. Casey Hobson tonight has two of the three Dogs' hits. He's gone the other way twice with authority against Kusmal. Hit the ball hard both times up, and like you said, three bases to show for it so far early on here this evening. Nothing and one to Lidge. Kusmal works out of the stretch. Lidge swings at the next pitch and chops it foul up the first baseline. That's off the netting in front of the Dogs' dugout. So many parks now you see, Sam, where it was always customary to have the home team and the third base dugout. That's how it's set up here at Franklin Field. A lot of times you see the flip of that now. Not the case here, but
it feels more natural. Third base for the home team. I don't know why. That's just been sort of ingrained into my baseball culture.
Just how it's done, right? Nothing and two. Kusmal to Lidge. Fastball upstairs. Ball one taken by the Dogs' catcher. Lidge tonight, nothing for one. He grounded out to Washington at first to end inning number one. Kusmal toes the far first base side of the rubber. The big right-hander's ready. 5-0 here in the fourth. Milwaukee has the lead. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul again. Up over our heads again and out of play. Another souvenir. Pack of youngsters chase after that one up on the concrete concourse up over to our left. So Anthony Greer waits on deck. Casey Hobson led off the inning with that double. He stands at second base. Lidge at the plate. One ball, two strike count. Kusmal fires again. There's a ground ball right back up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Through the legs of Kusmal. Hobson advances to third on the play. He'll stop there. Dogs have runners on the corners now. Nobody out here in the fourth, and this is by far, Sam, the biggest threat they've had offensively all night.
Yeah, two on, no one out, no doubt. Dogs need to get a run in. And how about Ryan Lidge? 12 hits in his last 16 at-bats.
For those Dogs fans that are into the advanced metrics and statistics, you alluded to an interesting one about his batting average on the balls he puts in play before the game, almost a 500 hitter when he hits the baseball.
485 on what's called BABIP, fun stat name.
Anthony Greer digs in, swings at the first pitch and chops it softly to short. Flip to second for one, relay to first, no chance to get the speedy Greer. Hobson's going to score on the play. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Anthony Greer, and the Dogs are on the board here in the fourth inning.
Well, you need to do that, and last season it was very rare to see an RBI fielder's choice or a sac fly, but this is a Dogs team with polished bats, professional hitters, who know you just got to put the ball in play. Greer put a nice short swing on it. He got on base. And now the Dogs finally have cracked through Kusmal.
So first run of the night in for Chicago. It's 5-1 now here in the fourth. And Johnny Adams digs in and has a little foul tip at the plate. Off the hands, nothing and one. Adams tonight struck out looking in his first plate appearance in the second inning. So Hobson scored on the play. Lidge forced out at second. Greer now stands at first, aboard with the fielder's choice. Credit him with the RBI. 5-1, top of the fourth. Milwaukee with the lead. Adams reaches out and pokes that one foul down the right field line. Lands harmlessly past first base. Martin and Wright gave chase. No chance that anybody be able to get over there. Washington from first couldn't get to the baseball in time either. No ball, two strike count now on Adams as Greer scampers back to first. Good speed aboard. Dogs are ready with one in. Here this inning, look for more. Small choke of the bat from Adams. Kusmall from the stretch delivers again. That one gets by the catcher, Conley. Greer is going to advance to second base on the mishap between Kusmall and catcher Conley. So one away, runner in scoring position once again for Chicago.
Wonder if Anthony Greer might try to steal third. He's already been timing out Kusmall from first. Maybe with one out, you just go for it. Greer has stolen third a number of times. He's got 22 steals this year.
Only been caught four times. 1-2 pitch, skied into right center field, carrying pretty well, still shy of the track. It's the right fielder, Martin, retreating to make the catch. Martin makes the catch. Greer does tag at second. He'll advance to third on the play with two outs. He stands 90 feet away from home plate now, but two away for Grant Kay.
It's remarkable how quick Greer is. Those tags and the play at first when he beat the throw down the line, like it's not even close. And he looks like he's jogging, but he's really sprinting at breakneck speed that even other professional athletes can't hit. He's remarkable.
I feel like you and I talk about it every time I'm here as Grant Kay swings and misses at a breaking ball from Kusmall, nothing and one. The athleticism of Greer, you can't talk about it enough. It's just sensational. He leads off a third, does Greer. Kay swings at the 0-1 pitch and lifts it to right field. Retreating as Martin, he'll make the catch. Nice play. Step or two onto the track, over the shoulder catch. That ball carried well, but Martin had a good jump, and that'll retire the side. Dogs do get on the board. Casey Hobson scores, one run, couple of hits, no errors, and a man left aboard. After the top half of the fourth, it's Milwaukee 5, Chicago 1. You're listening to the Dogs Radio Network, presented by Impact.
Seagram's refreshing ginger ale pairs well with everything because it's great on its own. To prove our point, here's vocalist Jack Red, who usually blends in with the rest of the band. But let's hear how good he is all on his own.
Yeah, for some holy affair. Ooh, dressed in gold.
Seagram's premium ginger ale is crisp, refreshing, and made with real ginger flavor. It's perfect with everything because it's great on its own.
Nothing says summer like hot dogs and baseball, and nothing says summer in Rosemont like Vienna Beef and the Chicago Dogs. Home of the original Chicago-style hot dog, Vienna Beef still adheres to the same standards that have made them the favorite of Chicago hot dog aficionados throughout the United States for over 125 years. And with Vienna Beef dogs being served all throughout Impact Field this summer, the perfect combo is so close you can taste it. Shop online or come into a store today for the best hot dogs in all of Chicago. Vienna Beef, the taste of Chicago that knows no bounds.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste? Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
Heading to the bottom half of inning number four here from Franklin Field. It's the Milkmen and the Dogs. 5-1, Milwaukee has the lead. Five runs on five hits, no errors for Milwaukee here so far this evening. A run, four hits, and one mishap defensively for your Chicago Dogs. It'll be the top of the order for Milwaukee in Brett Vertigan to lead things off against Dogs reliever Justin Goosen Brown. He came on in relief of Christian Day, who made his professional debut this evening, Sam, and struggled a bit right out of the gate.
It was control.
Vertigan swings at the first pitch from Goosen Brown, lifts it to the left side of the infield. That'll be the shortstop Adams over near third base. Shallow on the outfield grass and left to put the squeeze on it. One up, one down. Here in the fourth inning, and Logan Trowbridge will step to the plate.
And Andrew expanding on Day. Early and often, he was just a bit wild, right? A walk on his first batter, then he hit a batter, then there was a wild pitch. He just looked sped up after that.
Trowbridge digs in from the right side and takes a quick strike. Fastball there out of the right hand to Goosen Brown. Off the air, you said you watched a toss a bullpen a couple days ago, and really a lot to be optimistic about. You really liked his stuff, you said.
Yes, I did. Day threw a fastball about 92 to 94. There was a lot of zip and a lot of control. He was in a nice rhythm with Dogs pitching coach Stu Clyburn, so he should get another chance, and there's every reason to believe he will.
Trowbridge, the right-hander, hits from a crouch, takes ball two too far downstairs and off the plate. 2-1 now on the Milwaukee third baseman. He's 1-for-1, knocked in a couple runs, doubled, scored a run, was hit by a pitch as well. So he's been on base tonight twice in two appearances. There's a strike called. Even the count up at 2-2, outer half there. Goosen Brown working quickly into the ball game early out of the Dog's pen tonight. Now he'll step off. Steady breeze still streaming in from the outfield here at Franklin Field. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Trowbridge spoils one, back to the netting, foul, and we'll do it again at 2-2.
Having Trowbridge right in front of Adam Brett Walker, it's a nice lineup construction because Trowbridge has 21 steals, third most in the league. He's quick, and then you got the power bat right behind him.
Goosen Brown comes back 2-2. That one misses again off the plate. Count runs full now, ball three and strike two on the Milwaukee third baseman. Goosen Brown comes set at the belt, towing the rubber on the first base side. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Trowbridge swings through that one for out number two here in the fourth. And with the bases empty, that'll bring up Adam Brett Walker. That's the best way to face Adam Brett Walker, is with the bags empty.
Then two outs. There's no good way to face Adam Brett Walker, though. I mean, it's ridiculous. The guy has 64 RBI in 55 games. So with an average of more than one RBI a game, it's below average to have just one.
Walker really fills up that right-handed batter's box as he takes outside for ball one. And he hits from a fairly decent crouch, but he still looks gigantic when he digs in at the plate. Ball one pitch upcoming from Goosen Brown. Breaking ball misses away, too far off the outside. 2-0 now.
6'5", 230. Same here.
2-0 pitch, swung on and cracked into left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Bounces shy of the track, fielded in center field by Krause. He'll get it back in. It's another hit for Walker, this time a double, his second hit of the night. He stands at second base with two away here in the fourth inning.
He just tees off. That's classic Adam Brett Walker. Nice, easy swing on a ball on the outside part of the plate. And he's got to be a little nervous when he puts that ball right in between Michael Krause and Anfernee Greer, two of the best defensive outfielders in the league, against one of the best bats in the league. But this time the bat wins, nicely placed.
It was a gapper from the start, but you're right. With the speed of Greer and the prowess of Krause in center field, they converged on the baseball quickly. Two outs, runner at second in Walker. David Washington, the hitter, he takes strike one quickly from Goosen Brown. Washington, hitless tonight, Nothing out of two. He grounded out to second base and struck out swinging. Third time through the Milwaukee order here. We're only in the fourth inning. Goosen Brown comes back 0-1, fires a strike that catches the outside corner. It's nothing and two. That pitch taken by Washington. And he's in a hole. 5-1, Milwaukee has the lead here in the fourth inning. Big game one of a three-game set against two first-place clubs here in the association. 0-2 pitch, line to center. Kraus takes a step back. He'll make the catch, belt high on a hard line drive, and that will retire the side. No runs on a hit, no errors. Man left aboard at second. We've played four. It's Milwaukee 5 and your Dogs 1. You're listening to the Dogs Radio Network presented by...